Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, Strength, Resilience, and Balance. You know, life can throw a lot at you, deadlines, drama, that persistent craving for cookies after dinner. But how we handle these things, especially the stuff related to our well-being, that's where true strength comes in. Today, we're diving into something that impacts all of us, our relationship with food. Ever feel like your plate is more of a battleground than a source of nourishment? You know, the constant struggle between treat yourself and you've already had 3 cookies. Let me tell you, there's a way to transform this relationship. We can ditch the guilt, the all-or-nothing mentality, and find balance, a stoic kind of balance, if you will. Think about it like this. Food isn't the enemy. It's fuel for our amazing bodies, a source of joy, and even a way to connect with others. But when we let anxieties, emotions, and societal pressures dictate our choices, things get messy. That's where stoicism comes in, helping us make conscious decisions based on what truly nourishes us, both physically and mentally. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your power at the dinner table. 1. Mindful eating. This isn't just about chewing your food thoroughly, although that's important. It's about being present in the moment. Put down your phone, turn off the TV, and really savor each bite. Notice the textures, the flavors, the way it makes you feel. When we eat mindfully, we listen to our body's cues, that satisfying feeling of fullness, or maybe even a hint of enough. No more mindless munching. 2. Fuel your body. Think of food as your body's premium fuel. Just like a high-performance car needs the right blend of gas, your body thrives on nutrient-rich foods. Fruits, veggies, whole grains, these are your top-tier choices. They provide energy, support healthy digestion, and give you that inner glow, no filters needed. Remember, it's not about deprivation, it's about choosing foods that make you feel amazing. 3. Challenge the diet mentality. The truth is, most diets are temporary solutions that set us up for failure. They focus on restriction and quick fixes instead of building sustainable habits. Stoicism encourages us to find lasting balance, enjoying treats in moderation, listening to our body's needs, and making choices that align with our values. 4. Reframe your relationship with treats. Listen, I love a good chocolate chip cookie as much as the next person. But instead of viewing them as forbidden indulgences, try thinking about them as special moments to be savored. Enjoy a small portion mindfully and appreciate the flavor without guilt. Remember, food can be both fuel and pleasure. It's all about finding the right balance. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's super important. We all have slip-ups, cravings, and moments where we might not make our ideal choices. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Learn from any missteps, get back on track, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Think about a time when you felt really stressed or emotional, maybe before a big presentation or after a tough day at work. What did you reach for? A pint of ice cream? That extra slice of pizza. Our emotions can definitely influence our food choices, but stoicism teaches us to observe those feelings without letting them dictate our actions. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed by deadlines and emails, your stomach is growling, and the cookie jar seems like a beacon of comfort. Instead of impulsively reaching for a treat, take a few deep breaths. Acknowledge those feelings of stress and anxiety, then ask yourself, what would truly nourish me right now? A healthy snack that will give me energy. A walk outside to clear my head. By making conscious choices aligned with our values and needs, we can break free from emotional eating patterns and build a healthier relationship with food. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you transform your relationship with food. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about finding balance, listening to your body, and making choices that support your overall well-being. Keep those mindful plates spinning, everyone. Share this episode with a friend who could use some stoic wisdom in the kitchen. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of strength, resilience, and balance. Until then, keep building that core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.